Good evening. Welcome to Bethlehem Lutheran Church, where God has called and gathered us here this night to receive his gifts through his word. Our reading for this evening is Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay up your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is one of those psalms that, if anyone else would have been saying this, aside from God, it would be... let's go with awkward. And, to be frank about it, some people actually think that this is even still awkward, even though it is God. There are people who would not be comfortable with the idea that the Lord knew everything about us. That he knows when we go to sleep, he knows when we wake up, he knows what we're thinking, he knows what we're planning, he knows what we're going to say, that he literally knows everything about us. And sometimes those people are us when we're trying to hide something from God. And yet, of course, we also recognize that while, make no mistake, you can't hide anything from God, even though you want to, that no matter how bad of a sin we've committed, we still want God in our life. We still want God to be there because we know that our sin is forgiven by him, that he doesn't hold it against us anymore. At which point, then, this psalm should actually become a huge comfort for us. Because, make no mistake about it, this is true. He knows everything. He knows all of the worst things that we have ever done, and yet the Father still sent the Son to hang on the cross. The Son still went through with dying for our sins. And the Spirit has still come to us and created faith inside of us, even knowing just how bad we are. It's one of the very few instances in anyone's life where you can truly have someone know more about you than you probably know yourself, and still accept you, and still love you, and still recognize that you are someone who he wants. And that's what this psalm is trying to tell you. That the Lord has searched for you and known you because he wants you. He knows when you get up and when you go around. He knows what your thoughts are because he cares about that. He cares about what you're doing and what your thoughts are. He knows what you're going to say because he wants to hear you. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to know where you're going, all your ways. He stops us from going some places. He lays his hand upon us because he recognizes that if we were left on our lonesome, we would go and walk right into the sea and wouldn't be able to get out again. And he doesn't want that to happen. And this really is hard for us to understand. And maybe it's not too hard for us to understand for like our own personal life, because we know a fair amount about ourselves. And so the idea of knowing everything about ourselves isn't too foreign. But to recognize that he knows this about everyone, and in fact knows this about everything as well. He knows it about all of humankind, for sure, but even the prairie dogs that are out in the prairie that nobody likes. He knows when they're going to pop their heads up. Even the birds, when they migrate, he knows what their plan is. Well, they probably don't have a plan, but he knows what their instincts are going to guide them for in the migration. He knows all of this. And that is hard for us to understand. It is, in fact, impossible for us to understand how someone can actually know everything. And, of course, there's those times that because that is impossible for us to know, we run away from it. We try to get away from his spirit. We try to get away from his presence. And yet, it is impossible. If we went to heaven, well, God's obviously there. If we go down into Sheol, if we die, effectively, is what he's saying. He's there too. If we somehow manage to go to the farthest part of the earth, even there, God is still leading us, and his hand is still holding us. Even if we hide ourselves in the deepest darkness, in the deepest pit of sin that could possibly be found, where the daylight never reaches, even there, God is present. He sees us. He knows us. And he wants us. This goes very well with the idea that God is pursuing people. He is chasing after them. He wants them so dearly that he knows everything about them, and he cares for them. That's what this psalm is trying to get across, at least in this section. It wants you to know that God is there, and he will never leave you or forsake you. Even if you forsake him, he will still be there, trying to bring you back. And that promise, that truth, is something that we can rely on and that we can hope for and hope in. So that we know, even when things are going bad, even when we make dumb mistakes, God is still there, willing to forgive, trying to get us to be with him for eternity. Now may this peace, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.